And God the Father smiles upon his Son, his one creation and his only joy. And as we look upon the world forgiven, it's he who calls to us and comes to take us home.
Miracles, Concepts to Christ, with Ezra.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of A Course in Miracles Chanting. My name is Ezra. Thank you. This chant is called Thank You, and I thank you, my brothers, for being one with me. Thank you for the reality of who you are, and thank you for what we show each other that we are not in order to find reality. So thank you for being here. I join with you in the oneness of who we are as Christ. Amen. So this chant is called Thank You. I will read the words. Thank you, God. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, my brothers. Thank you, God, for what I am. Thank you, Father, I cannot be lost. Thank you, God, for my brothers, your Holy Son. And thank you, my brother, for helping me see what I'm not, that I may find what I am. Thank you for showing me my own illusion. And thank you for showing me Christ. Thank you for showing me Christ. Amen. Thank you. So this came about from me feeling a dip in my thoughts and feelings last week. The spirit of who I am is changeless, and so that has no dips. That reality is pure joy and light eternally. And so that doesn't change, but my experience can change. And so the thoughts and feelings can change. And what I came to was gratitude was the most effective way out of that. So I invite you also, if you ever feel depressed, if you ever feel like things are going really well for you, and then at some point they're just not feeling quite as well for you, gratitude, I believe, is the fastest and most effective way out of that. It certainly brings us out of pride. Gratitude lifts us right out of that. It brings us out of sadness. Gratitude turns that around. Anything that is not the perfect love of God, gratitude will bring us there. So I basically have a whole bunch of quotes that I can read from the Course in terms of thanks. Thanks, thankfulness, and a little bit on gratitude. The first one is sort of the all-encompassing. So I'll read this. And I'm not saying where they're found. They can all be found in Searchable, A-C-I-M. Type in any of these words and the reference will come up. So, our gratitude will pave the way to him. So there you go. If you're looking to find God, gratitude will pave the way to him and shorten our learning time by more than you could ever dream of. Hallelujah. That's what we want. We will all arrive at him. That is a guarantee. There is no way we could not. Reality is reality and nothing else is. Anything else has an end. Only God has no end. Heaven, Christ, us, at home with God, has no end, therefore everything else will end, and that is the eternal reality. However, why delay in suffering? So speed is important. We will arrive at heaven, but why arrive at heaven after a million years of suffering? Why not arrive at heaven sooner than later? So, this shortens our learning time, gratitude does, by more than you could ever dream of. Gratitude goes hand in hand with love, and where one is, the other must be found. So we cannot be in love without being in gratitude. So for trying to find God, experience God, live in God, know ourselves as Christ, awaken to the truth, awaken to reality, that is love, and gratitude cannot be apart from that. If I'm not grateful, then I'm not finding that. I'm not awakening to that. For gratitude is but an aspect of the love which is the source of all creation. It is an aspect of that eternal love source, God. God gives thanks to you, his Son, for being what you are, his own completion and the source of love, along with him. We are also the source of love, along with him. So God created us, and we create more love. We are equally the source of love as God is. Although God created us, we did not create God. So for me, it is wonderful knowing that God also has gratitude. God thanks. It could be seen like maybe gratitude is weak for me to be, oh, thank you. It's putting me lesser than something. But no, this is explaining that gratitude is an aspect of God's perfect love. And I cannot be loving if I'm not grateful. So this is a natural state of love, to be grateful, to be thankful. Your gratitude to him is one with his to you. This is another aspect that through all the reading, we see that giving thanks and being thanked are one and the same. To give and to receive are one in truth. And so our gratitude to God is the same as God's gratitude to us. They just happen together. For love can walk no road except the way of gratitude. And thus we go who walk the way to God. So again, there cannot be love if there isn't gratitude. And thus we go who walk the way to God. And this makes me think of a Buddhist saying, tidy house, tidy mind. And that always makes me think of, if my mind is tidy, then I will have a tidy house. Yeah, my tidy house reveals that I have a tidy mind. And if my mind isn't feeling so tidy, if I tidy my house, my mind will become more tidy. So by going into gratitude intentionally, I will find the love of God. And also, if I'm living in God's love, I will be expressing gratitude. So practically for us, it is helpful to intentionally be grateful, and that opens us to God. Amen. So some of these things that I can read. There became some categories, and within the chant, there is thanks to God, thanks to Jesus, thanks to Holy Spirit, and thanks to my brothers. So first of all, thanks to God. Some quotes of thanks to God. Father, my thanks to you for what I am, for keeping my identity untouched and sinless, in the midst of all the thoughts of sin my foolish mind made up, and thanks to you for saving me from them. Amen. We thank you, Father, that we cannot lose the memory of you and of your love. We recognize our safety and give thanks for all the gifts you have bestowed on us, for all the loving help we have received, for your eternal patience and the word which you have given us that we are saved. We thank you, Father, for the light that shines forever in us. We thank you, Father, for your guarantee of only happy outcomes in the end. Thanks be to you for your eternal gifts, and thanks to you for my identity. Father, I thank you for today and for the freedom I am certain it will bring. I thank you, Father, for these holy ones who are my brothers as they are your sons. I thank you, Father, for the purity of your most holy Son, whom you have created guiltless forever. Think who your brother is before you would condemn him, and offer thanks to God that he is holy and has been given the gift of holiness for you. Thank God that He is there and works through you, and all His works are yours. He offers you a miracle with everyone you let Him do through you. And be you thankful that there is a place where truth and beauty wait for you. For you will see the Son of God, you will behold the beauty the Holy Spirit loves to look upon, and which He thanks the Father for. He was created to see this for you until you learned to see it for yourself. And all His teaching leads to seeing it and giving thanks with Him. I thank you, Father, knowing you will come to close each little gap that lies between the broken pieces of your Holy Son. I give you thanks for what my brothers are. I thank you, Father, for your perfect Son, and in His glory will I see my own. Give thanks that He has not abandoned you, and that His love forever will remain shining on you forever without change. Give thanks as well that you are changeless, for the Son He loves is changeless as Himself. Be grateful you are saved. Be glad you have a function in salvation to fulfill. Be thankful that your value far transcends your meager gifts and petty judgments of the one whom God established as His Son. Be glad today in loving thankfulness. Your Father has not left you to yourself, nor let you wander in the dark alone. Be grateful He has saved you from the self you thought you made to take the place of Him and His creation. Give Him thanks today. Stand aside, however briefly, from all thoughts that are unworthy of Him whose host you are, and thank Him for the thoughts He is thinking with you. And you will realize to whom you offer thanks, and whom He thanks as you are thanking Him. This holy half an hour given Him will be returned to you in terms of years for every second, power to save the world eons more quickly for your thanks to Him. So those thanks to God are so much about thanks that my identity is changeless. Thanks that it is guaranteed I cannot be lost. Thanks that you created me unable to be without you. And thanks for the Holy Spirit. Thanks that you have given the answer to the problem that I made that is not true. Thank you for my brothers is another main theme. Thank you that I am not alone, and that I can find you here even in my confused dream. And the idea of the reciprocal thanks, that I give thanks to you, Father, you give thanks to me, we are one in thanking each other. That's the beautiful thing about the paradox of heaven for me, is that we are one, absolutely one. However, there is still this sense of a relationship with a father and a relationship with brothers. There is still this feeling of being able to love and be loved, being able to thank another and be thanked equally. And that's something that we could debate. However, in the experience of that, it will just be perfectly beautiful. No need to debate. So we can love and be loved. We can thank and be thanked. So a few quotes on God's thanks to you. Receive His thanks, and you will understand how lovingly He holds you in His mind, how deep and limitless His care for you, how perfect is His gratitude to you, His gratitude to you. Nor will you fail to see His thanks expressed in tangible perception and in truth. God offers thanks to you who practice thus the keeping of His word. And as you give your mind to the ideas for the day again before you sleep, His gratitude surrounds you in the peace wherein He wills you be forever, and are learning now to claim again as your inheritance. To you, the giver of the gift, does God himself give thanks. Receive the thanks of God today as you give thanks to him, for he would offer you the thanks you give, since he receives your gifts in loving gratitude and gives them back 1,000 and 100,000 more than they were given. Earn now the gratitude you have denied yourself when you forgot the function God has given you, but never think that he has ever ceased to offer thanks to you. Amen. So beautiful. Praise be to God. No matter what our experience is, his thanks continues to us. So if we're ever not experiencing that full joy and presence and peace of God, just turn to thanks, turn to gratitude. So we've gone into thanks to God, thanks to Jesus. Remembering the name of Jesus Christ is to give thanks for all the gifts that God has given you. And gratitude to God becomes the way in which he is remembered, for love cannot be far behind a grateful heart and thankful mind. God enters easily, for these are the true conditions for your homecoming. Jesus has led the way. Why would you not be grateful to him? And Jesus thanks to you. I give thanks for you and join your efforts on behalf of God, knowing they are on my behalf as well, and for all those who walk to God with me. Arise and let my thanks be given you. I thank you, Father, for these holy ones who are my brothers, as they are your sons. Amen. And then thanks to the Holy Spirit. Ask the Holy Spirit's help when it is feasible to do so, and thank him for his guidance at night. Your gratitude is due to him alone who made all cause of sorrow disappear throughout the world. And thanks to brothers, so much of thanks to brothers. I included a lot of thanks to God in thanking God for my brothers. So we've already gone through a number of quotes about thanking God for my brothers, and then now thanking my brothers. Only appreciation is an appropriate response to your brother. Gratitude is due him for both his loving thoughts and his appeals for help, for both are capable of bringing love into your awareness if you perceive them truly. And all your sense of strain comes from your attempts not to do just this. How simple then is God's plan for salvation? So that is highlighting how we can give thanks for our brothers for showing us the truth, for his loving thoughts, and for his appeals for help. Like everything that is not love is a call for love in my brother. So that's when they're not displaying love. Maybe they're being angry. That's a call for love. So being thankful for those appeals for help as well. And they can bring me into the awareness of love if I see that truly. So I can be thankful for seeing the truth in my brother, Christ, and I can be thankful for seeing my illusion in my brother, my own hallucination. And that gives me the opportunity to forgive, to see past that, to find Christ, to see past that and allow for the miracle in order to find Christ. So all of our brothers are helping us in all the difficulty they present to us to see, not that, not that, not that. And eventually it's Christ. And it has nothing to do with their behavior, their body, or anything it's doing. It is only Christ. And that's eternally changeless. So I'll see that in my brothers. To give thanks to your brother is to appreciate the holy instant and thus enable its results to be accepted and shared. To attack your brother is not to lose the instant, but to make it powerless in its effects. Thus does each one who seems to tempt you to be angry represent your savior from the prison house of death, and so you owe him thanks instead of pain. Heaven is the gift you owe your brother, the debt of gratitude you offer to the Son of God in thanks for what he is and what his Father created him to be. Seek not to make your specialness the truth, for if it were, you would be lost indeed. Be thankful rather. It is given you to see his holiness because it is the truth. And what is true in him must be as true in you. How could the Lord of heaven not be glad if you appreciate his masterpiece? What could he do but offer thanks to you who love his Son as he does? Would he not make known to you his love if you but share his praise of what he loves? God cherishes creation as the perfect Father that he is, and so his joy is made complete when any part of him joins in his praise to share his joy. This brother is his perfect gift to you, and he is glad and thankful when you thank his perfect Son for being what he is. And all his thanks and gladness shine on you who would complete his joy along with him. And thus is yours completed. Not one ray of darkness can be seen by those who will to make their Father's happiness complete, and theirs along with his. The gratitude of God himself is freely offered to everyone who shares his purpose. It is not his will to be alone, and neither is it yours. Amen. So we are not alone. We are all one, but we are not alone. We share eternity with God, with the one Son in all its aspects, the paradox we cannot understand. Are there many sons or one Son? Don't worry about it. Go into God. We will know the truth. And finally, brothers, thanks to you. So here, brothers can be all of creation. One quote, it offers you its flowers and its snow in thankfulness for your benevolence. So flowers are showing us their gratitude to us. Beautiful snow is showing its gratitude to us. The peace of God is shining in you now and from your heart extends around the world. All of its gifts are given everyone, and everyone unites in giving thanks to you who give and you who have received. Everyone unites in giving thanks to you. The world must thank you when you offer it release from your illusions. So as you are awakening and forgiving, the whole world must offer you its gratitude. It makes me think of Jesus being crucified and resurrected. The whole world, even if we don't know it, that one mind that he brought through the veil back into heaven, that one mind was saved in that. And so there could only be gratitude in that mind that was brought through the veil. And it's like we come to realize the gratitude that is there. So also we can choose the gratitude and thus be brought there in awareness. And one final quote. When God has taken the last step himself, the Holy Spirit will gather all the thanks and gratitude that you have offered him and lay them gently before his Creator in the name of his most holy Son. So all the gratitude that is within us, that will be revealed to ourselves. God is there with it already. Christ is awake to it already. The Holy Spirit knows it and is bringing us to it. And it's only us to be aware of all of this gratitude that is truly in our hearts and minds and is truly in God right now. So bless you in this chant. Bless you as you go into gratitude, intentionally going into gratitude, and also that we realize that we're not at the mercy of sad thoughts, fear thoughts, depressing thoughts, anything less than the perfect joy and love and peace thoughts of God. But we can do something about it. First of all, it's forgiveness. It's just seeing it. seeing it as what it is, as ego. This is thoughts from ego. This is not God's thoughts. The truth of who I am remains untouched at home in heaven with God. However, if that doesn't snap me out of it and bring me right into this experience of God's presence, gratitude will get me there. Gratitude will get me there. If I ever have a problem with a brother, gratitude will get me to love again. So I can see my brother again. Gratitude, you're showing me Christ. I will see Christ in you. And gratitude that you're showing me what I'm not. Thank you. I was believing that you were a body. I was believing that your actions were meaningful in some way. But I see by the ridiculousness that you're demonstrating right now that that can't be the truth. Thank you for showing me that. Thank you for showing me all the disturbing behaviors that bring me to the awareness that none of what my brothers are doing is the truth. And therefore, I can find the Christ that is eternal and unchanging and has nothing to do with the world. Amen. I'm grateful for you. I receive thanks from the entire world. I am grateful to God. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to Jesus. Thanks to the Holy Spirit. Amen. Bless you in this chant. And thank you. Amen.